There are many sequences in these steps that I find really interesting, and I find the movement from the 49 to the 50 to be deeply interesting. See, the 50th gate represents the law. The law. The law does not come before the revolution. It is the revolution that ultimately will create the law. And it's very important to see that that law itself cannot be imposed blindly in that sense on the people. After all, the law is going to go through its process. And of course, there was law before we get to this point that it becomes thematic. But what it's saying is that the species as a whole, that all of us in that sense are being conditioned to expect that there are going to be true rules that apply to everyone. Now, of course, there's always exceptions to such things, as we all know. But the reality is that the moment that you have the 50th step, you do have the beginning of protecting society by creating laws that everyone must obey. Now, there's something obvious when I say that to recognize that the moment that you have the law, you have police. Please understand that. It's one of the most interesting things that comes out of the law is police. I'm not talking about armies now. I'm not talking about soldiers now. I'm talking about those who are going to be the upholders of the authority within the tribe. Now, it's going to take time before there is actually, in that sense, a police forces. But it's very important to understand something, that the moment that you establish the law, you got to have those who are going to make sure it's upheld. And of course, just the fact that the law is there doesn't mean that everybody is going to benefit from its application. But this is a very important stage in our civilizing process. In other words, to make sure that everyone in a society, because remember, it's not just the little village where somebody comes in, the head man, the head woman, whatever it is, the shaman, and says, these are the rules. You know, you're dealing in multiple tribe configurations, all of them going towards some center somewhere. And in order for everyone to feel as if they are protected, that the presence of law gives them that security. But it brings the police. And what it means is that for every law that comes into the world, what we get is a judgmental system, we get a law system, we get police, and we get jails. It's funny the way things work. Such a nice thing, you know, to have good rules and laws. But what they bring. And it means that not only does the society now have to deal with the threat from the outside, but then you have a society that's always concerned about what's going on the inside. So the more the society grows, the more need for control on the inside. I mean, after all, you know, this is where you get secret police organizations and the FBI and the CIA and the KGB and the this and that and blah, blah, blah. Here comes the law.